Right, well, let's get over to our next guest. And joining us now is Carly Garner, Senior Commodity Strategist and Broker at DiCarli Trading. She's here to discuss the oil market ahead of that Wednesday decision from OPEC+. Carly, welcome to the program. And we've been reporting that, yesterday, that we were looking at million barrels a day of output being cut. Today, we're talking perhaps as much as 2 million barrels a day. Carly, though, I mean, you know, you do cut that much, but it doesn't really change the supply picture as much as one would think, correct?
Correct, because OPEC is currently missing their quotas anyway. So this is, in my opinion, OPEC is basically taking a page out of the Federal Reserve playbook in that they're talking their book. They're not having as much success as the Fed had with interest rates, but I think they're going to continue to try to do that. And I don't think we're going to see a really big production cut tomorrow. I could be wrong. OPEC is sometimes very difficult to predict. But for political reasons and just, you know, the purpose of a cartel is to keep prices high, but to do it in a way that doesn't ruffle anyone's feathers and encourage others to either increase production like shale producers or other consumers to come up with alternatives. So I don't think they're going to make any really big drastic moves, but I think it'll be a psychological move, maybe 500,000. Maybe 1 million, but either way, as you said, it's probably not going to take that many barrels off the market if it does any at all.
I saw a couple of other interesting lines. One was that Amin Nasser, the CEO of Aramco, in our story said that the spare capacity is very low and there won't be any left at all once China ends COVID zero. Now, we know that's not right around the corner, but it's something that eventually will happen. And the other line that was interesting was the energy tracker Vortexa said that China had already shipped in a record volume of fuel oil from Russia last month, because importers are out there, you know, snatching up these discounted supply levels.
The way that I see it is China will obviously eventually come online, but luckily they're giving us a chance to flatten the curve. We are seeing shale oil producers very, very, very slowly come to step up to the plate. The rig count in the U.S. is coming up a little, probably more from independent producers than the big companies, but The reality of commodities is high prices always cure high prices, and that's exactly what we've seen here in the last couple of months. If you look at a really big picture chart of of crude oil, had we not had the COVID meltdown and then again the Russian-Ukraine situation this year, those two events pushed prices well beyond what probably would have been a normal band of price discovery. But since then, now that things have calmed down a little bit, we're right in the middle of a trading range that probably should have existed had those two events not occurred. And in my view, from a charting standpoint, I think we've got an upside of about 92, 93 limit. And then on the downside, I think, believe it or not, I think we will see 65, even if China comes back online. I think between demand destruction and other things going on, possibly if the dollar stays lofty, that'll eventually continue to work against oil. The big rally we've seen in the last couple of days is largely a dollar story, not necessarily an OPEC story.
Carly, when you look at the oil market as it is at the moment, you know, and as it was, let's say, about 5 years ago, it seemed almost as though shale was the sort of swing producer. What's happened to change that? Because it doesn't seem to be as influential as they were before.
No, you're absolutely right. They've taken a step back. I think they got burned a few too many times, and now they're a little bit cautious. They're listening to shareholders. I think there are some, the pendulum swings wildly in both directions, and I think it probably between, you know, the green energy revolution, pressure from shareholders and politicians and things like that have obviously went to one side of the equation, and now I think we're swinging back to the other. It'll just take some time, unfortunately. It's not something you can snap your fingers and it happens, but I think all of us could agree it's the U.S. is in a better spot if we produce our own energy, and so I think that's eventually going to happen again.
Just looking at the charts, and you touched on this a little bit already, looking at the charts over the past 6 to 9 months, you got up there around 120 and down to about 75 or so. And it seems like it feels like around 90 is a sort of median level there. Is that something, if you really wanted to look out over the next 6 months, that is kind of where prices might hover?
Absolutely. I think somewhere around let's just say the low 90s, because this is a messy market and picking an exact number is impossible, but somewhere in the low 90s, 92, 93 is a significant pivot area. If prices stay below that, as I suspect they will, I think that we continue to see the overall downtrend. If prices poke above, let's say 94 or so, that might prove me wrong and maybe we go much higher. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that, like I said, with all the things going on in China and some of the other things, I think we're flattening the curve and giving ourselves a chance to catch up on some of this stuff. Hopefully that's the case.
Very quickly, how do you see a large cut playing out with regards to the global energy crunch?
Well, I mean, the one thing that I'm paying attention to primarily here, because supply-demand fundamentals are really, they're tough to figure out in real time. So what I'm looking at is correlations. I've noticed that the correlation between the S&P 500, the Treasury notes, gold, and crude oil are all about 90% negative to the U.S. dollar, meaning the dollar is really driving the ship here. So what we really need to see is the dollar stabilize, and then we can start seeing price discovery in commodities.
Okay. Thanks so much, Carly. Carly Garner, Senior Commodity Strategist and Broker at DeCarli Trading.